Everyone, it's Grace, and welcome to the first ever episode of the Hey LOL podcast. I'm so excited to finally have you all here listening. I feel like you've been waiting for so long. I think I announced it in like October, so I feel like you've just been waiting for too long, and now we're finally here together. So just so pumped for this. So before we get into like the topics that I want to talk about this first episode, I need to tell you some of the road bumps that I went through getting this podcast together. It has been nothing short of painful, which, like, what more do we expect in the life of me? So basically, I was so excited when I found out that I was gonna have a podcast, which was in, like, August, by the way. I was so excited that I ordered a microphone off of Amazon. I gave Jeff Bezos my money, which I do like too frequently, especially during the pandemic. It's like embarrassing. I hate that man, but I continue to give him my money. So anyway, I ordered the microphone, and microphones are expensive, by the way. They range from like $100 to $200. And I was like, okay, the creator fund isn't hitting that hard. So I bought like a $60, $70 mic. And long story short, she is not here with us. She is lost or stolen. Haven't figured out which one, because all I know is that I don't have her. I contacted Amazon and I was like, hey, where's my mic? And they're like, girl, we don't know. And I was like, okay, well, can I get another one? And they're like, no. And I was like, well, can I find out what happened to the old one? And they're like, no. And I was like, all right, awesome. I love that. So that's the whole microphone debacle. But also, I've recorded the first episode approximately 6 times because I listened to it over again, and it just makes me want to rip my hair out because I hate my own voice. I don't know if that's just a me thing or if it's relatable, but I can't stand the sound of my voice. That's why I make TikToks, you know? It's a 60-second interval, and now you have to listen to me for even longer, so this might be extremely excruciating for you. Let me know. Also, I bounce around a lot, and I was like, you know what, Grace? It might be a good idea for you to take your Adderall before recording your podcast. But I was like, no, that will really make me lose my sparkle. So I'm not taking my Adderall before recording, which, like, also give me feedback. Should I not? Do we like the bouncing around? Because, like, I know for some people they hate it, which is okay. And if you hate it and you absolutely want to kill me after this episode, just send me like an envelope full of glitter to my house. And when I open it, it will explode everywhere and just absolutely ruin my day. And then we'll be even. But so those were the couple few major road bumps that we hit when formulating the podcast. But now let's get into the topics. Okay, so of course I can't come up with what I want to do in my own brain. So on the Hey LOL podcast Instagram, I asked you guys what you want to hear from me. And of course, all of the suggestions that I got were mental health, which I completely understand. I expected nothing less because I always talk and joke about my mental health on my TikTok. But I never really get into it, like kind of dive into it, because I'm like, I don't want to make people upset. Like, because I don't know, my TikTok is, I hope it's a place where you can just come and laugh. And I want it to be a positive space. And I don't want to be like, yeah, I had a really bad day today, but I do have a lot of bad days, but I don't like to talk about them, but I guess we're going to, you know, it's okay. I've been through enough years of therapy. I'm pretty good at this by now. But basically, I started my mental health journey pretty young. I've been diagnosed since I was 12. So very privileged to be diagnosed, very, very privileged to be diagnosed at such a young age. So I've been working on that since I was 12, and I'm 19 now, so like, do the math. But it's been quite the journey, and I don't think anybody knows what I'm diagnosed with. So if you would like to run over that, this is, before we get started, I just want to say a little trigger warning. If nobody likes talking about, you know, mental health, eating disorders, anything of that nature, you absolutely don't have to listen. I'm just going to talk about my personal experiences, and I would hope to help someone feel less alone. but I'm diagnosed with social anxiety, ADHD, shocker, bipolar depression, and I got diagnosed last year. I got diagnosed last year with binge eating disorder and anorexia. So those are all of my diagnoses. So now you guys aren't in the dark anymore. Diagnoses, is that a word? That feels wrong. Do you ever just like say a word and you're like, ew, that felt like wrong coming out of my mouth? But yeah, so now that we're done with that, I want to talk about how much social media plays a role in mental illness and mental health. I've been on the internet for a long time. I've been unsupervised on the internet since I was like 12. No, that's a lie. I think I was like 10. I got my first Instagram in the fourth grade. And, you know, 2011? We've made very big strides as a social media community since 2011. And, you know, I applaud us for that because at the time, it was just so toxic. You know, there was so many unrealistic beauty standards. There was AskFM, which was, if you don't know what AskFM is, then that's good. That's really good. You had a great childhood because AskFM was just absolutely a meat locker, hellfire, purgatory, the worst. So my first, those were my first social medias were Instagram. I had AskFM and then I had like Tumblr because I am a One Direction stan. So I was heavily involved in Tumblr. Tumblr was the worst. Can we talk about that for a second? I hate Tumblr. This is a Tumblr hate account. Tumblr is so toxic. And contributed a lot, mostly, to my body image issues. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people can relate to that. It was just so toxic. And along with Instagram at such a young age, like, my brain was like a fresh baby brain. And I was just seeing all of that stuff. And it really just took a toll on my mental health. But then 2 years later, a year and a half, that's when I got diagnosed with all my mental illnesses. So, you know, and my parents will be like, because they're from the generation, I'm pretty sure a lot of people can relate to this. It's like, technology is evil. Social media is evil. They just demonize it. And they're like, the reason why you are mentally ill is because of that damn phone. And does it play a part in that? Absolutely. I will not deny that. Is it the reason for it? No. But yeah, so as I was growing up through middle school, I just kept getting more and more social medias. I had Vine, had Snapchat, I got Twitter when I was like 13, 12 or 13. And I think that's it, maybe, until I got like TikTok, which I don't remember. That's like a blur. But I just had a bunch of social medias at a very young age. And would I change it? No, because I have a great sense of humor because of it. You know, I really think being traumatized and being bullied at a young age builds character. It really does. And is it good character? I don't know, but it's the way that I am. So yeah, but growing up with all that was definitely detrimental. And I'm not just here to be like, oh my God, no, trauma builds character, because trauma is something that you have to deal with outside of just coping and joking about it. And that was really hard for me to realize through years and years of therapy. They were like, Grace, like, you can't just joke about this and pretend it's like okay and you have nothing wrong. So I never want to like make my TikToks appear to be like I'm just like joking about it and it's one big fat joke, because it's not. And I do have to deal with my mental health every single day. And sometimes I have really, really sucky days. I have really bad days. And I just want everyone to know, like, do you guys know me really well? Am I myself on TikTok? Yes. But I obviously choose not to share certain things. But you guys are really some of my best friends. I love you so much. Love you the most. But yeah. And one thing I've learned from being, I want to say, like, I didn't really have a lot of friends in middle school and high school. I just didn't. I don't know. I always kept to myself. I had a small group of friends. And I kind of went from completely isolating myself in high school to having TikTok followers, and it's quite the shock, let me tell you that. And I don't like TikTok. I love you guys, hate TikTok, hate the platform, and we'll get into that later. But yeah, so I think the main reason why I isolated myself so much in high school is because I just went through so much on social media in middle school, and I don't know if this is just me, but was anybody else worried about like their social relevancy at like a concerningly young age? Because I feel like when I was like 13, if I wasn't like relevant socially in my little tiny school, like my whole world was over. And then when I got to high school, I was like, oh, I'm so burned out on like hanging out with my friends like every single day, and even on the weekdays, like I was so tired that I completely was like, I'm not doing anything. I'm not going to parties. I'm not going to football games. I'm not going to dances. So that was kind of bad for me. And do I blame it on social media in a whole? Absolutely not. But I feel like there's a certain pressure to have yourself look and appear a certain way in real life. And it's kind of because of social media, because you go on social media and you're like, oh, this person gets so many likes and their Instagram feed is so good. And you think that is real life when it's not. So your brain kind of, especially a young brain such as mine in middle school, was like, they're the same thing. I have to be a certain way in real life because social media is what I thought was real life. I don't know if this makes any sense. But yeah, so I did isolate myself in high school. And then at the end of high school, that's when my that's when my TikTok started to kind of pick up, and nobody really cared, obviously, because I didn't have friends. And like, I still don't care about numbers. Like, I, again, love you guys the most, but like, yeah, it's just not really that big of a deal to me. Like, my TikTok is not my whole entire life, because I've just been on social media for so long that I'm like, what is the point? I'm kind of in that headspace right now where I'm like, we're just floating on a rock. Nothing matters. Which I don't know if that's a good headspace to be in. I really don't. Let me know. Should I be in a different headspace? Maybe. Maybe I should. But yeah. The reason why I have grown to hate TikTok, because the For You page. I hate my For You page. And I don't know, again, I don't know if any of this is relatable, but my For You page shows me the most toxic stuff. And this ties back into like 2013 Tumblr that was very pro eating disorder. I'm seeing a lot of that on my For You page. So honestly, it's just not good for me mentally to just constantly be on my For You page. I go through like people that I follow a lot, because, you know, I follow them for a reason. I know they're not going to post like stuff that is going to make me upset. But like, my For You page is just the worst. It's the worst. So I try not to go on it a lot, even though some of the For You page videos are really, really funny. But some of them just like really just make me really upset. And especially being diagnosed like a year and a half ago with two eating disorders. It's just not good for me to see. And so I feel like drawing a boundary with yourself like that, being like, okay, I'm not going to go on my For You page. Okay, I'm not going to go on this social media platform, is really good, because I'm kind of a control freak, if you didn't know. So when I feel like I have more control of what I see, like obviously you don't have control over your algorithm, but not going on gives me that sense of control, which I really like, because I can be like, all right, I don't have to go on it. So, you know, drawing boundaries with yourself is very important in your mental health journey, and drawing boundaries with others. Oh my goodness, I could go on and on about this for days. But if you need to cut somebody off in your life because you feel like they're toxic and they're not beneficial to you or your mental health, girl, cut them off. Cut them off quick. The quickest that you can. I've cut so many people off within the past year, and I feel great. And you know what? They don't like me for it. They don't like me for it. And I'm like, oh, well, like, I'm done caring about other people over my own mental health, which might sound bad, but like, I'm never like evil or like malicious about it. I'm just like, I just taper off, because it's just not healthy. And you have to be okay with cutting people off. It doesn't have to be in a mean way, you know, just do what is best for you, please. Boundaries are a big, big, big thing. And finding who is the most beneficial to you in your life, you know, And if that's one single person, then it's one single person, you know? So yeah, another thing that I want to talk about amongst TikTok and stuff like that and society and mental health, we're just going all over the place here, is TikTok like famous? What is TikTok famous? Can we talk about that? Because I really want to know what TikTok famous is. It's such like a mystery to me. TikTok is, it confuses me. I've been a part of the app for like more than a year, and TikTok is a big fat question mark in my brain. I don't know. That doesn't make any sense, but literally it makes no sense to me. Like, I can't figure it out. What I can't figure out, no idea. But TikTok fame is just weird to me. Okay, the people that live in LA and our social media, like some of my friends live in LA, like some of my mutuals, they live in LA and they're a full-time influencer and it's so good for them and they love it. I can just never see myself living in LA and being an influencer. Like, being an influencer is never and was never my goal. Is it fun? If I consider my, I'm not an influencer. I don't consider myself an influencer, but if I was, I don't know if I would want to make that my career. I don't know. It just seems very stressful being an influencer and blowing up. Like Charlie, I feel like she's so young. And I know I'm only 19, but seriously, if you, okay, I'm trying to put myself in Charlie's shoes. When I was 16, I've grown up so much since then, and it's only been a few years. So if you would have handed me the most TikTok clout, literally, she's the most relevant person on the internet right now. If you would have handed me all that at the age of 16, I would have been such a bitch. Like, being completely honest, I would have handled it terribly. So I think she's handling it pretty well. Couple minor slip-ups, but honestly, that's expected. She's a kid. But I would have been such a big fat bitch. Oh my god. Thank god I was not given any clout at that age. I would have taken it and ran with it. But yeah, I like Charlie. You know, I don't know if that's an unpopular opinion. She seems super sweet. She's a Taurus. I love that for her. I love Tauruses. My favorite sign. If I don't marry a Taurus, I don't know what I'm going to do. Robert Pattinson, please hit me up, even though I'm pretty sure he's getting married this month, which is very, very heartbreaking for me. And like Dixie, I like her too. I don't really have a problem with her. I don't really keep up with the big influencer drama. Should I do that? I don't think so. I think it would stress me out. I've been like up to date kind of with the James Charles like in the past, but I don't know. It just doesn't, it doesn't tickle my fancy. So they all seem nice. Like Addison Rae, she seems sweet. And oh, can we talk about how she got in with the Kardashians? How did she do that? Who did she sell her soul to? Did Kris Jenner do something? Kris Jenner, the mastermind of all masterminds, truthfully. I kind of know how she got in because Mason, Courtney's kid, right? Was like a fan of her TikToks, and Courtney was probably just like, get that bitch Addison Rae over here. And then Addison Rae appeared because when you're a Kardashian, you can do that shit. And so now she's just besties with them. And honestly, if I could be besties with the Kardashians for like a week or one day, I wouldn't want it to be like more than a week because I think I would get stressed out. But I would do it. I want to know how they live. It's probably so mind-blowing to like a normal human. If I was Addison Rae, I would be like, what the fuck? Just like constantly, because at the end of the day, she was was a normal kid. Like, she went to high school. So imagine being put in that situation in like less than like 2 years. That would be so crazy. Like, imagine going from being in high school to being friends with the Kardashians through a social media platform. Like, what the fuck? That would trip me out. I don't know. But like, if any of the Kardashians are listening, hey, Kylie, does Stormy need a babysitter? I'm certified. I used to babysit, by the way. I used to babysit all the time in my early teen years. Actually, that's a lie. I babysat until I was like 17. So, hey. Hey, girly. I got great reviews. But yeah. And Charlie, I already talked about Charlie. Who else can I talk about? James. I like James. You see, I really don't have a problem with any of these people. I think they're all great. James seems very smart, very intelligent. I would love to sit down with him and have a conversation because I just feel like
he would be like, this is what you need to do to be successful. And I would be like, okay, James Charles. He seems like he's great at marketing and just gives like really good advice. He gives me very much like wise vibes, even though he's like 21. That's like how many years older than me? I can't do math. Like 2. I feel like he could just give me so much information, you know? And Emma Chamberlain, let's talk about my girly. Oh my God. If there's anybody that I want to talk to in the entire world, it is Harry Styles, Dakota Johnson, and Emma Chamberlain. And Robert Pattinson, obviously, just because I feel like we would be absolutely insane together, but that's like a dead giveaway of my number one. But like my number three that like isn't obvious is Emma, Harry, and Dakota. Absolutely. Because I feel like me and Emma Chamberlain are like the same age. I like her. I like her vibes. Again, I feel like she's very mature and very good at handling herself. Because, you know, I feel like one thing that all of these people that I'm talking about have in common is that the internet just ate them up or continues to eat them up. Like Charlie gets eaten up. Addison gets gobbled up by people. James and Emma, they've all been through the ringer in the social media world. And that, if that, oh my God, I'm trying to think if like I would go through that. Like, okay, if you're listening to this right now, I want you to think about how you would react if the entire internet was brutally attacking you. That, I would not leave my house. Like, I am so easy to like absolutely knock off my rocker mental health wise. Like, you can literally touch me with a feather and I am down for a week. So if I was being attacked by the internet, I don't want to say what I'm thinking, but it's a possibility. I would just not be okay. I would not be okay. So like the mental strength that you have to be internet famous is quite substantial, because like you're not at the level of fame, like Hollywood wise, where you're like untouchable. Like the internet still has a great, great say in your career because the internet is your career. So I think I would not handle it well. I don't really want to be internet famous. It's just a lot of stress. And like, so internet famous people, like the people that I just mentioned, they get recognized when they leave their houses like every day. And like the Hollywood Fix, oh my God, the fucking Hollywood Fix. Like he seems nice, but if he like jumped out of a bush and started asking me questions, I would have a panic attack. I have such bad anxiety that if somebody did that to me, I would just start crying. And then people would find a way to cancel me for that. Because I started crying when the Hollywood Fix asked me questions. But like the way that all of them handle themselves, like in those videos, they're on my For You page sometimes, and just like my Instagram Explore page, they handle themselves really, really well for the questions that he throws at them. And like I just don't know. That's a lot of social pressure that I am just unable to handle at this point in time. Maybe one day, but not today. But yeah, I just can't do it. Would never want to do it. I don't want to be famous. That's just like my declining mental health talking. Okay. If I were to be famous, what type of famous would I want to be? Because there's different levels. You know, you hear A-list, B-list, C-list. Okay, so the type of famous that I would want to be at this point in time is like a member of Maroon 5 that isn't Adam. Or maybe like a member of Imagine Dragons. Because if you put a random group of white guys in front of me and told me that they were Imagine Dragons, I would believe you. I do not know what they look like. But they're still hella famous. They make coin. They get to go to fancy award shows. But nobody knows what they fucking look like. And I love that. Like they don't get recognized. That's the type of famous that I want to be for sure. So like what type of famous would you like to be? Would you like to be like an A-list celebrity like Kardashian, Jenner, like Harry Styles, where you literally can't leave your house without like people swarming you and like you need a bodyguard? I feel like if I ever need a bodyguard at any point in my life, saying hypothetically I am extremely famous, I am moving countries and changing my name. I think having a bodyguard just dehumanizes you. I don't know. I just don't like it. And if I went to a store and people like crowded around the store, I get really claustrophobic around people, and that would give me anxiety. Really, my mental illness is just jumping out in this podcast episode saying how I could not handle any social pressures. But like, genuinely, I'm not meant to be recognized. Like, it gives me anxiety. Like, when, like, I've been recognized for my TikToks like 3, 4, maybe 5 if we're being generous times. And I love it. Love you guys. You guys are always so nice. The 5 of you that I've met, sweetest people that I have ever spoken to in my entire life. And it makes my heart so warm. But it also gives me anxiety. But like, in the best way, in the best way. Like, I need that. And, you know, you guys are the reason why I make videos. Honestly, if I didn't have all of you, I would not make videos because I hate TikTok. Like, I make videos for the people that literally comment on every single one, like, join my lives. Like, you guys are so fun. You really are my besties. Like, I'm not lying. But, like, when a video of mine gets on the For You page and people, like, tear me apart for no reason, I'm just like, oh, these aren't my besties. These are the For You page people that are mean. So, like, obviously, I like when my videos do well, but then again, I also hate it. I just like to have a little group of people that I, like, am friends with. I don't know if I'm just, like, really desperate for, like, friends or what. I need someone to psychoanalyze me. Maybe that can be an episode. Grace gets psychoanalyzed by a doctor. That would be so funny. Even though I literally have a therapist. Maybe I can get my therapist on here. Oh, my God. Would you guys love that? She's great. But, yeah. That was just me going on about how I couldn't be famous because of my mental illness. But I really want to know, do any of you like really, really want to be famous? And if so, what type of fame? Because there is different levels. But I do want to go to the Met Gala. But I do want to be invited to a fashion show like Emma Chamberlain. Ugh, I envy her. I really do. But I love her. This could just be, I could do a whole episode on how much I love Emma Chamberlain. I could do an episode on how much I love Harry Styles. I could do an episode on how much I love Robert Pattinson. It's really sickening. But, like, I love it. I wouldn't change it for the world. But, yeah, ending this episode out, let's talk about the holidays. Because a big one's coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Christmas. Christmas is my favorite holiday. Probably. But I also really love Halloween. I feel like those are two faves of many, many, many people. Like, it's either Halloween or Christmas. Maybe some people love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving really stresses me out for some reason. I don't know why. But, love Christmas. So excited. But I understand it can be a really tough time for people mentally. So I just want to say to you, especially during the pandemic, oh my God, don't feel pressured to do anything that you are uncomfortable doing. If you do not want to see your family, if you don't want to see people, if you want to stay at home and watch The Grinch and eat chocolate in front of the TV, I want you to do that. Maybe I'll make a special Christmas podcast episode for everyone that just wants to stay at home on Christmas Eve / the entirety of Christmas. Maybe I'll do that for you guys because, you know, you could be alone, but you still want somebody to talk to. And hey, that's what I'm here for. So I just wanted to give you a big fat reminder to be easy on yourselves this holiday season. Drink water, eat some yummy food, and don't put too much pressure on yourself. And, you know, enjoy the holiday season. I hope you guys have the best time, even during the pandemic. You know, you can, life is what you make it. Oh my God, that sounded like a 90s movie, like, saying, life is what you make it. Or like a Barbie, Malibu Barbie, life is what you make it. Okay, so annoying. This is the part of the podcast where Grace gets annoying. This is where she starts to sing things. Honestly, somebody give me a record deal. I kind of got chords. But anyway, thank you so much for listening to the first ever episode of Hey LOL. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you hated it, let me know. If you loved it, let me know. If you want me to talk about a certain thing let me know. I'm so excited to have some of your favorite TikTokers on here and chat them up and just annoy them for 30 minutes to an hour. I love you all so, so much, my besties. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at GraceXOwen and at HeyLOLPodcast and my TikTok at Dank_Grace. I love you all again, and I can't wait to see you back here next week for another episode of Hey LOL.